Hello, hello, everyone. We are live. Yep, it is March 17th, 2025. Welcome to everyone jumping in the United States and around the world. We are so happy to have you on with us tonight. Important information tonight to discuss. We have entered a very explosive window that has already begun. I had been warning about this window for 2 weeks. Prior to us entering the window between Purim and Passover and what it was going to be like for this year. We have entered it. We have a lot to talk about tonight, a lot of prophetic insight as well, and even things the Lord was having me hear this afternoon at the end. So there are some words to speak at the end that the Lord had me hear this afternoon while I was in my office. So welcome to everybody jumping on. I see Tulsa, Oklahoma. Clay Clark calls it Tulsa, Jerusalem, which I think is a very clever name for Tulsa. Let's see. Topeka, Kansas, Tennessee, Finland. Hello to our friends in Finland joining us tonight and our international audience coming in as well. Louisiana, Astoria, Queens. We love our friends from the boroughs. We see Oregon, California, Vermont. Vermont is beautiful. Great maple syrup, by the way, comes from Vermont. My husband loves it. Okay. Brooklyn. All right, Brooklyn. Another borough is here. Alaska has joined us. Buckinghamshire, England. Hello to our friends in England. Rhode Island. Oh, Chris loves Rhode Island. Watch Hill, Charlestown. He absolutely loves that area. We go and visit there as well. Hello to our neighbors in Connecticut, New Jersey. God bless our friends in Connecticut and New Jersey. I call Connecticut the land of left exits. So that's what it is. It is the land. It is just perpetual left exits. Much of the highway. So who else? Let's see. Who else is jumping on? Portland, Maine, Texas. God bless Texas, Massachusetts. And we see so many others pouring in. And our moderators, our Ark of Grace team, thank you for helping us do what we do for the Lord. So we're going to open up in prayer. I'm going to ask you after prayer to do a couple things real quick, because we have a lot of breaking news to get into also. Breaking prophetic news we're going to be getting into as well tonight. That has just been happening in the past 10 hours or so. Some very interesting turn of events have happened that we're going to get into as well. So let's open up in prayer. And then we're going to get into tonight. I'm going to take one more swig of water for the sake of my voice. I do have Ricolas. I might put one in while we're teaching and prophetically speaking, just because for the sake of my voice tonight. So let's open up in prayer and we'll begin. Father God, in the precious name of your son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, Lord, we come before you this day. We praise you. You are almighty God. You are high and lifted up far above every power, principality, and might. Lord, we give you all the glory, honor, and praise due your precious holy name. Father, we humble ourselves before you this day, Father God, asking you to forgive us of our sins, cleanse us of all unrighteousness, Father God. Lord, forgive us of every area we fall short. Lord, your word says the righteous man sins 7 times a day. Father, we praise you that your mercies are new every single day, Lord. And we acknowledge you sent your son, Jesus Christ, to the earth, Yeshua HaMashiach. The word became flesh. In the beginning was the word, and the word. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with the word. Hold on, let me get this right here because I'm getting tongue-tied for a minute. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God, and the word became flesh and dwelt among us. And Lord, I praise you. Jesus Christ was the Passover lamb. He was the sacrifice for our sins. He willingly died at Calvary. He purchased us by the shedding of his own blood. He redeemed us. He reconciled us back to you. He miraculously rose again in 3 days. He ascended back into heaven after defeating hell, death, and the grave. He took his rightful place at the right hand of the Father, where he rules and reigns forevermore. He is the name above all names, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, our advocate without ceasing. And we honor that before you this day. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we welcome your presence, the presence of Ruach Elohim, the Spirit of the living God, and the Holy Spirit, the Ruach HaKodesh, into this place, Lord. Father, let your power fall, your might fall, the weight of your glory move forth, Father God. Let the weight of your presence powerfully go forth, Father. Let the Holy Spirit, the counselor, mightily go forth and minister to people tonight, Lord. Let people tangibly feel your presence, Father God, as we go forth tonight, Lord. You are welcome to have your way, Father God, above all, Lord. And we praise you that you are moving, that your presence is welcome, Father God, and that there will be a mighty move of you tonight, Father. By the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, by the Spirit of the one true living God, may only the truth and power of Almighty God with authority now come forth, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, let nothing pass through my mouth that doesn't pass through your throne first. Allow me the humble privilege and our team of being vessels of your power, Lord. And Father, we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, you would dispatch your holy angels of all offices, rankings, and divisions to fill this place, to fill this property, to protect this broadcast, Father God, to strike down every work of darkness and iniquity, Father God, that would attempt to come against what you want accomplished. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we rebuke every plot, scheme, contract, assignment, arrow, weapon, attack, strategy, sabotage, and harm that the enemy, satanic agents, dark forces, Father God, unclean spirits, puppets and agents of the enemy would attempt. And we command in the name of Jesus Christ that be dismantled, destroyed, disabled, nullified, voided, rendered powerless, every plot confused, every weapon destroyed of the enemy, every arrow broken, Father God, and let it be cast back to the dry places, pits, and areas you have designated for such to be bound there in the name of Jesus Christ and not return or have anything sent in its place. Father, take all the glory for yourself. You are the potter. We most certainly just the clay, Father God. You are the author and finisher of our faith. You are our deliverer, our strong tower, our banner. You are the God of divine reversals. You are the God of more than enough. You are the God of justice. You are a God of righteousness. You are a God of grace, Father God. And we just praise you and we give you all the glory, Father God. We submit to you in the name of Jesus Christ, Yeshua. Amen. And amen. Amen. Hello and welcome to everybody jumping on and joining us tonight. I'm going to pop a Ricola in, if you don't mind, because I don't know what's going on with my voice. I think it's an attack, and we're just going to move forward in the name of Jesus Christ. So I'm going to ask you to please share this broadcast, like and subscribe. A lot of important prophetic insight in this broadcast. There's a lot of things that are coming rapid fire now because we've entered that window between Purim and Passover. So we would very much appreciate if you could share this and hit the like button. It helps us out a lot. And also, we're going to go forth tonight mightily in the Lord in what is happening because we have entered a very serious window, explosive window that goes from Purim to Passover. I just want to write something down here. Okay, for the end here. Okay. So we've entered this window now. Purim happened Thursday, March 14th at sundown to Friday, March 14th at sundown. It was marked by a blood moon. Purim next year as well is marked by a blood moon and viewable in the United States. And the window from Purim to the beginning of Passover is exactly 30 days. Now, why is this important? Because this is a crucial window. It was crucial last year in an election year. It is crucial this year. It is a window that is explosive, that is in this first year of this presidency. It's a very serious window we're about to pass through. So we've entered it. It's a very serious one. The administration is about to pass through as well, that Israel is about to pass through as well, as parts of Europe, including England. So let's get into it. Now, you have 30 days between Purim and Passover, right? Passover ends April 20th. Which would be 37 days if you count it to the end. But from Purim to the beginning of Passover is 30 days. Now, The number 30, biblically speaking, Jesus was 30 years old when he began his ministry. He was betrayed by Judas to the Pharisees for 30 pieces of silver. Haman, in the book of Esther, offered the king 10,000 talents of silver, or 30 million shekels, that he would have plundered from the Jews that he killed in order to annihilate an entire Jewish race. So that number has to do with betrayal also. It has to do with betrayal. And it also has to do with, because Jesus started his ministry when he was 30. Isn't it interesting? He started it at 30 and then he was betrayed for 30 pieces. You see? So that number 30, super important. Interestingly enough, Joseph was betrayed by his brothers and sold into slavery for 20 pieces of silver in Genesis 37:28. When the Ishmaelites or the Midianite traders were passing by, they sold Joseph. Now, what's interesting about that is this year, Passover ends on Easter Sunday or Resurrection Sunday, which is April 20th. Now, exactly 7 days before Purim happened, because I had been warning about this window for 2 weeks. I'd been warning once we crossed over the threshold of Purim into the window between Purim and Passover, you were going to see things begin to pick up speed. And exactly 7 days before Purim happened on the Jewish calendar, having to do with the book of Esther, right? Something happens. Something happens that is foreshadowing of an event to come. And this event may very well come within the window between Purim and Passover. However, something happened 7 days prior to Purim. Let's put up the New York Post article. You're going to see why I'm pulling this in a minute. I will explain, because this has to do with Esther 2. Okay. So DHS Chief Noam says two leakers, right, of ICE raid info will be referred to Department of Justice for felony prosecutions. Two individuals accused of leaking details about immigration raids have been identified and will be referred to the Justice Department for felony prosecutions. Okay, so Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem said this 1 week before Purim. Now, why would this be foreshadowing of an event having to do with the administration and having to do with President Trump? I'm going to show you. Esther 2, verses 21 through 23. In those days, while Mordecai was sitting at the king's gate, Bigthan and Teresh, two of the king's eunuchs who guarded the door, became angry and conspired to attack King Ahasuerus. But the plot became known to Mordecai, who informed Queen Esther, and Esther told the king in Mordecai's name. Now, when the plot was investigated and found to be true, both men were hanged on the gallows, and it was recorded in the book of the Chronicles in the king's presence. So in Esther 2, it was two of the king's eunuchs who conspired to harm him. 1 week before Purim, New York Post article breaks, two leakers having to do with the ICE raids are now being referred to by Kristi Noem to the Department of Justice for prosecution. Two leakers, Esther 2, two eunuchs, right? This is a foreshadowing of an event to come having to do with a very similar setup of Esther 2, 21 through 23. So what we just saw happen 7 days before Purim is the foreshadowing of an event similar in nature having to do with President Trump. Now, March 12, 2025, word from the Lord. There shall be a shaking in the Middle East. There shall be a shaking in the middle of your nation and points of the map, says the Lord. That shall be strategic and confirm what is to come, says the Lord. For a plot is about to be unearthed, says the Lord. A plot is about to be unearthed. Esther 2, says the Lord. Esther 2, it shall be exposed. So, March 7th, this New York Post article breaks, except I didn't see it till today. March 12th, right? The Lord give the word of the Lord, Esther 2 is mentioned. In the New York Post article, it was identified as two leakers, but like I said, it's a foreshadowing of two more that are going to have a very similar setup of Esther 2. Okay, so just be in prayer about that, because that's coming. Now, on Purim, something happens that sets the tone not only for this explosive window between Purim and Passover, but sets the tone for the rest of the year. Something happens that is on Purim that is a statement made prophetically about what is to come the rest of the year. So let's put the article up. We'll show you what happened on Purim that is so prophetically significant. Okay, leader of ISIS in Iraq and Syria killed in military operation, Pentagon says. Updated March 14th, 2025, Friday, Purim, Shabbat. So, the head of the Islamic State in Iraq and Syria has been killed in Iraq in an operation by members of the Iraqi National Intelligence Service, along with the U.S.-led coalition forces. Okay, this happens on Purim. The leader of ISIS in Iraq and Syria is killed on Purim. It's that same line of Amalek that Haman came from being put down, and it's being done on Purim. The fall happens on Purim because the Lord is putting on notice those that want to operate in that spirit of Amalek, those that want to operate in the line of Haman, those that want to try to sell out the people of God, destroy them, destroy who he's called, destroy who he's put in leadership. This is the Lord putting on notice for the world on Purim that these spiritual laws are in effect. And the reason the leader of ISIS is killed on Purim is because of the spiritual laws that are in effect in the book of Esther, having to do with this time and having to do with the fact that when you violate a covenant and you cast lots for the destruction of people of God, and you try to cast lots outside of the scope of what God says is legally allowable, the divine reversal has to take effect and go forth into that nation and begin to overturn what the plans of the wicked have brought forth. And so this is why this leader is killed of ISIS. Let me tell you, ISIS, Hamas, Hezbollah, and Iran are in for it this year. It is going to be Purim against them the entire year. This is the Lord putting this on notice right here, right now. Now, not only does that happen, so that happens Iraq and Syria. Very crucial part of the world right now to be watching. Something else happens on Purim here in the United States in New York City. Let's put up the article. So while the Islamic head is being killed, let's put up what is so prophetically significant, what happened in New York City on Purim. Here it is. Trump Tower is stormed on Purim. Trump Tower protests. 150 Muhammad Khalil supporters storm Midtown building. 90 plus arrested. Now, over 150 people storm both inside and around Trump Tower in Midtown, with 98 arrested in a show of solidarity for detained Palestinian activists. I guess Muhammad Khalil or Mahmoud Khalil, it's one or the other, a resident who organized many of Columbia University's pro-Palestinian protests. So the mastermind of that spirit of Amalek being stirred up at Columbia is arrested. And on Purim, right, the 13th, right, close to the sun going down, close to that beginning, right, the day that Purim is to begin, Trump Tower is stormed by pro-Palestinian protesters who are part of that spirit of Amalek that comes from the line of Haman. So if you look at it that way, Haman attempted to storm Trump Tower and take it over and attempted to have their way of destruction and give that spirit of Amalek a voice on Purim. They were trying to give that spirit a voice on Purim. And so this happens. Trump Tower is stormed. Now, we have a clip for you in a moment. I'm going to read to you October 25th, 2024 first. That has to do with this. So it says, Trump Tower, says the Lord, Trump Tower, an attempt is coming, says the Lord. Desperation right before the election. However, I, the Lord, by my hand and outstretched arm, shall thwart it to continue to call this family under my jurisdiction, says the Lord. For I am their shepherd. I am your shepherd. I lead you through valleys so you can stand on the hills and proclaim my power, my goodness, my mercy, my might in this time. Now, February 25th, 2025, about, let's see, 13 days before Purim, which is interesting because Purim began March 13th at sundown. So 13 days before this incident at Trump Tower, I'm on a broadcast and the Lord gives me the unction right there. And so we're going to play the clip for you now of what was said February 25th, 2025. It's interesting because New York, right, is where Trump Towers is. And I would say this, I would watch and pray and intercede because there is a very serious incident that is coming up fast at Trump Tower. And we need to pray now and intercede. I feel this strongly. I felt it strongly this morning. We need to pray and intercede for this right now. Okay, so that was said February 25th, 2025. I would watch and pray and intercede because there is a very serious incident that is coming up fast at Trump Tower. We need to pray now and intercede. I feel this so strongly. And I said I had felt it strongly that morning. 13 days later, after that was spoken with the Lord giving me unction to do so, this happens at Trump Tower on Purim with those operating in the spirit of Amalek, the same line Haman came from, surround Trump Tower and storm it. That is not a coincidence. That is the explosiveness that Purim began with. You see the leader of ISIS in Syria and Iraq killed on Purim, right? So you see a Haman put down and a Haman rise up and try to storm Trump Tower in New York City. So at the same time, in different parts of the world, right, you see that's, you see what's happening where those that operate like Haman in the spirit of Amalek are falling from their positions. And at the same time, Amalek is attempting to stir up the people and bring an outcry in this time. An outcry before the throne of God, an outcry in the earth to cause complete destruction. And so that is why that happened on Purim. Now, something else happens on Purim as well. You have to see, it's different points on the map here. So we're dealing with Iraq and Syria. Then you've got New York City, which is the carotid artery to Washington, D.C. Right? That is where that happened on Purim. And now we've got something else happening. We've got something triangular forming here. This also breaks on Purim. So we'll put it up now for you. Because you can see where these ancient territorial spirits are about to move and strike by all of this getting stirred up on Purim. So China hits out as threats of force on Iran as Trump pushes for new nuclear deal. Okay. So Friday, March 14th, Purim. Okay. This comes out. China, Iran, and Russia called for diplomacy over pressure and threats and an end to illegal unilateral sanctions following talks on Tehran's nuclear program Friday. Friday on Purim, China and Russia rise up in solidarity with Iran to apply pressure for the sanctions to end. They rise up together in solidarity to bring pressure for the unilateral sanctions to end. Okay, the meeting attended by three countries, right? The deputy foreign ministers comes as Beijing aims to position itself as a power broker on the urgent international security issue. Just days after U.S. President Donald Trump said there were two ways to handle Iran, a deal or militarily. Now, this also happens on Purim. March 12, 2025, 2 days before Purim, I deliver a word from the Lord. If you haven't watched it, please go back and watch it. It is a very powerful, reverent word. The power of God is heavily on that word. And so it was March 12, 2025. It says a power-packed Purim, a word from the Lord. Please go watch it because what I'm about to tell you is in there. So March 12, 2025, 2 days before Purim, in the word of the Lord, this is what it said. And says the Spirit of the Lord this day, shock out of Ukraine, says the Lord, shock amidst an attempted deal. As Putin shall attempt a power move and there shall be a triangular hit to Russia, Iran, and China, says the Lord. It shall be in tandem, says the Lord, for those that have gone out to hunt. The hackers that have gone out to hunt shall in this time be hunted, says the Lord. The hunter shall become the hunted, shall echo again in this time, in this season, says the Lord. That's capitals. Who did the Lord say? Russia, Iran, and China. There shall be a triangular hit to Russia, Iran, and China. Who was it in the article that has just come out in a power move to try to apply pressure to end the sanctions on Purim? China, Iran, and Russia. 2 days prior, the Lord was sounding the alarm about these three getting together. He was sounding the alarm about what they were about to do. And he said that there would be a triangular hit to Russia, Iran, and China. So from what they just did on Purim, remember, there are spiritual laws in effect. For what they did on Purim, what is going to happen, the recompense from that is going to be a triangular hit to Iran, Russia, and China. And the Lord said it would be in tandem. Now, once all of this happened, right? So once what I just spoke about happened and Purim happened, right? We entered that explosive window between Purim and Passover. Very serious window. It was very serious and crucial last year. It is very serious and as well this year, having to do with the announcement of a year of Purim and divine reversals, and those that want to operate as Haman falling, and their plans being reversed onto them. So, an article came out today. Now, let me preface this. Last broadcast, I'd spoken about 2028 and started sounding the alarm. On Purim, I did a broadcast on Thursday night after sundown, and I spoke about the 2028 election and what the Lord had been showing me about the year 2028 and about the election. And I began sounding the alarm. Now, we'll go over that in a minute, but this article came out today. How many days are we? We're 3 days past Purim. And what I'm about to show you just came out today. This is very telling, let's put it that way, for how the Democratic Party is lining up, and they're making this move right after Purim. Very interesting. Okay. Yes, that's it. Heating up. Newsom, Pritzker, Buttigieg make early moves in the 2028 presidential race. Okay. Now, all of these individuals, Newsom, Pritzker, and Buttigieg, are making very early moves to position themselves for 2028. This comes out 3 days after Purim ends. A spotlight is put on these three individuals. I would watch them closely as they, as in a game of Risk, okay, begin to make alliances and move around on the chessboard in a way leading to 2028. However, I'm going to tell you last broadcast what I said about 2028, because I warned about 2028. This article came out 3 days later. Now, it's on the last broadcast. You could go watch the Purim teaching as well. The Word from the Lord and the Purim teaching were back-to-back nights that you could please go back and watch both of them if you haven't, and share them if you can. Super important information in both of them. But for 2028, this is what I had said, what the Lord had shown me. 2028 is an election year in the United States of America. It is a Shemitah year. It is the next Shemitah year. Every 7 years on the Jewish calendar is a Shemitah year. It takes seven Shemitahs to make a Jubilee. Huge world events are known to happen on Shemitah years. The 2008 banking crisis in this nation happened on a Shemitah year when Barack Obama emerged as the head candidate. Okay, so very serious things that end up moving nations in one direction or another end up happening on Shemitah year. So you have the election, you have the Shemitah year. 2028 is also a Jewish leap year, which means there are two Adars. There's the month of Adar 1 and the month of Adar 2, which means there are double Purims in 2028. There will be two Purims in 2028. Purim Katan, which is little Purim, and then Purim. Also in 2028, December 31st, late on New Year's Eve, there will be a blood moon that goes into the next year, January 1st, 2029. So I'll say that again, because this article emerging after the Lord gave me the unction to say all that is very telling about what's moving into position for 2028. I'll say it again. 2028 is an election year for us. It's our next election year. It is the next Shemitah year on the Jewish calendar that happens every 7 years, especially world financial events happen. Stock market crashes have happened on Shemitah years, the Shemitah year. You have the Jewish leap year in 2028, where you have Adar 1 and Adar 2. So there will be two Purims, a double Purim in 2028. And the end of 2028 will be marked by a blood moon that goes into 2029. This is no accident that these things are all colliding in 2028. And also, the Olympics is coming to U.S. soil, Los Angeles, California, where Newsom is currently the governor. is also coming in 2028. 2028 is going to be a cataclysmic year. I am telling you right now, I am sounding the alarm. I'm sure the Lord will give me more on it as we go the next 4 years, but I am telling you right now, 2028 is going to be an incredibly pivotal election for America. And you're going to have a double Purim, a double reversal, a double casting of lots, and a double reversal. And then you have to brace yourself for the Shemitah and what's coming during the Shemitah during that time. So the fact all of these are aligning is no accident. God is marking that year. So now when this article comes out 3 days after I say all that and highlights Newsom, Pritzker, and Buttigieg, that is no accident either, all right? They're setting a triangular trap, and they're starting it now. They're plummeting in the eyes of the people. The Democrat polls are horrible right now. They are completely plummeting in the eyes of the people. They are in a free fall right now. And this is the article that comes out, and it says, heating up. 3 days after the Lord has me say all this, heating up, making early moves. You know why? Because they're going to attempt to do what Haman did in the 2028 election, but double. So keep your eyes on that as well. Pray about that. I'm sure, the Lord over time will give me more. When he does in his time, I will share it when it comes to those things. Also, if that wasn't enough, in the past 2 days, Donald Trump, President Trump, has put out some very telling posts. Very, very telling posts. Before I tell you this, I'm also going to tell you this. I'm just going to warn you. Newsom has started a podcast, and he's having people on like Steve Bannon and Charlie Kirk, I believe. He's reaching across the aisle. It is a false olive branch. It is a Trojan horse. And everyone better be careful. It is a Trojan horse right now with that. And I suggest he humble himself before the Lord before he worries about moving and shaking in a party that is completely fallen apart because they really don't care about the people. They only care about themselves. And so that's just one other thing I wanted to point out. Now, the past 2 days, so now we're in the window, right? We're in this window between Purim and Passover. In the past 2 days, Donald Trump has put out something that I don't even think he may realize, the prophetic timing of him putting this out right after we're done with Purim, entering the window between Purim and Passover, which has to do with judgment and deliverance for the people of God, right? Judgment on their enemies, deliverance from the people of God, sometimes in a single day. And so, let's put the first status up, the post revoking the Biden pardons. This is so prophetic in itself, the timing of this post going out by Donald Trump. It went out late last night, 10:35 p.m. Now, hold on 1 second here. Hold on 1 second. I want to look something up here. We're doing this real time, people. We're doing this real time. You know what? Here, I'm going to look it up in here. Hold on. I'm going to look this up in the book of Esther. Okay, it went out at 10:35 p.m., the post. I know there isn't, there was a, I think it was Esther 5, 3 through 5. I will look for it because I think this has something to do with this. And so I'm going to find it in a moment. Let's look at the post first. The pardons that Sleepy Joe Biden gave to the Unselect Committee of Political Thugs and many others are hereby declared void, vacant, and of no further force or effect because of the fact that they were done by AutoPen. In other words, Joe Biden did not sign them, but more importantly, he did not know anything about them. Kind of like King Ahasuerus wasn't aware of the implications of letting Haman put out a decree to destroy all the Jews in the kingdom. The necessary pardoning documents were not explained to or approved by Biden. He knew nothing about them, and the people that did may have committed a crime. Therefore, those on the Unselect Committee who destroyed and deleted all capital evidence obtained during their two-year witch hunt of me and many other innocent people should fully understand that they are subject to investigation at the highest level. The fact is, they were probably responsible for the documents that were signed on their behalf without the knowledge or consent of the worst president in the history of our country, Crooked Joe Biden. Put out on 3/16/2025, 10:35 p.m., 2 days after Purim. This decree is put out. You know how Mordecai and Esther, with the king's permission, put out a decree nullifying and voiding the decree of Haman and nullifying and voiding the day of destruction of the Jews? Well, 2 days after Purim, Donald Trump puts out a decree and he declares void, vacant, and of no further force or effect. Kind of like Mordecai and Esther's decree was sent out, and it voided Haman's decree, it vacated it, and it made it of no further force or effect because the Jews were allowed to fight for themselves and defend themselves on that day to anyone who dare harm them in the book of Esther. Well, a reversal decree 2 days after Purim goes out by Donald Trump, having to do with all these false pardons that were put out there that never should have been put out there, that were put out there to try to protect those who wanted to act as Haman and destroy those that God appointed. So this is no accident prophetically that this has come out in this time, and it is an announcement of what is to come, a year of Purim, a year of decrees being vacated and reversed, a year of divine reversals, a year of those who plotted harm, their destruction falling on their own head, a year of Purim. And this post testifies to that. And I don't even think he realizes he put it out 2 days after Purim. In the window, the explosive window between Purim and Passover. So that's number one. Number two, Trump today, I believe it was today, makes an announcement within the window between Purim and Passover, an explosive announcement, an announcement that I am telling you, the wicked out of desperation are going to make a very serious attempt in this nation because of this announcement. So let's play this for you now, because he makes this within the window between Purim and Passover.
We are tomorrow announcing and giving all of the Kennedy files. So people have been waiting for decades for this. And I've instructed my people that are responsible, lots of different people put together by Tulsi Gabbard. And that's going to be released tomorrow. We are tomorrow announcing and giving all of the Kennedy files. So people have been waiting for decades for this. and I've instructed my people that are responsible, lots of different people put together by Tulsi Gabbard, and that's going to be.
Now, I'm going to read to you the word from the Lord I delivered on the eve before Purim. Please go watch it if you haven't watched it. I delivered the word of the Lord March 12th, 2025, the eve before Purim began. In that word, I'm going to read this part to you because Donald Trump himself, President Trump, says a word that the Lord says in this word, referring to what he's going to do. And Donald Trump repeats this very word. I'm going to read this to you now. March 12th, 2025. I, the Lord, am coming forth with might and power and rulings that will overturn nations in this time, says the Lord, that will lay their foundations bare, that will overturn and expose the underbelly of what is laid hidden for decades. For centuries, I, the Lord, in this time am tilling up the soil and exposing the root systems that have grown and twisted together that were never meant to be such. And I, the Lord, in this time shall tear such apart before the leaders of nations. I, the Lord, shall cut off the deepest and thickest of roots that have been protected by clusters of smaller roots. I, the Lord, shall make sense of the mess in this season. Now, that's one part. I'm going to go. Okay, ready? He says it again. Thus says the Lord, March 12, 2025, in this time, I, the Lord, have decreed siftings and shakings within the nations that have been cried out for by the people for decades, says the Lord, that have been cried out for by the people for decades. What does Donald Trump, President Trump himself, say in that video? People have been asking for this for decades. What did the word of the Lord say? March 12, 2025. I, the Lord, am coming forth with might and power and rulings that will overturn nations in this time, says the Lord, that will lay their foundations bare, that will overturn and expose the underbelly of what is laid hidden for decades, for centuries. And then he says, thus says the Lord, in this time, I, the Lord, have decreed siftings and shakings within the nations that have been cried out for by the people for decades. The Lord repeats it. He repeats the word. He says decades twice. He says this has been cried out by the people for decades. And then Donald Trump comes on. Let's play that video again so people can hear it again, what he says. People have been asking for this for decades, is what he says. All glory be to God. Let's play the video.
We are tomorrow announcing and giving all of the Kennedy files. So people have been waiting for decades for this.
There it is.
And I've instructed my people that are responsible, lots of different people, put together by Tulsi Gabbard. And that's going to be released tomorrow. We are tomorrow. And now.
There it is. Within the nations that have been cried out for by the people for decades. And he says, people have been asking for this for decades. It is a confirmation of the word. All glory be to God. But Donald Trump, President Trump, is doing this within the window between Purim and Passover. So he made the post voiding and making vacant and nullified the false decrees of pardons that those around Joe Biden put out. He does that 2 days after Purim. And now within that window as well, he says he is releasing the Kennedy files in the window between Purim and Passover. This is prophetic. This is by no mistake. This is just the appetizer. Now think about this. Trump Tower is stormed on Purim days before Donald Trump makes these two announcements. Why? Because the enemy will always try to preemptively strike in order to derail when his plans are about to be exposed. And the enemy deployed the spirit of Amalek and stirred those people up on Purim to surround Trump Tower and try to storm it days prior to Donald Trump, President Trump, making these two announcements. This is by no accident. This is setting the tone for a year of Purim and for these orders of destruction against the people of God being vacated, the orders of the wicked being nullified, the wicked's plans reversing on them, and those that God has appointed being delivered. You're going to see this in England as well. There is a Purim situation that is percolating to a feverish pitch in England, and we are going to see something incredible happen in the nation of England that Brexit is going to pale in comparison to. This is a serious window we're in, and this is why these things are happening now, because it's an appointed time right now in the earth for God to bring forth justice, the justice of Yahweh, into the earth and to bring forth decrees that nullify the plans of wicked leaders within nations who are God haters and placators for the kingdom of darkness. Now, something else happens as well with South Africa. Remember, in that word, on the eve of Purim, I think it was, or close to that, the Lord brings up apartheid in South Africa. Well, this news just broke 4 hours ago. Trump administration says South African ambassador has to leave the U.S. by Friday. In the window between Purim and Passover. Now, the State Department says South Africa's ambassador to the United States, who was declared persona non grata last week, has until Friday to leave the country. That will be exactly 7 days after Purim. Exactly 7 days after Purim. Okay, it was Secretary of State Marco Rubio who determined the ambassador Ebrahim Rasool was no longer welcome in the U.S. and posted his decision on Friday on social media. Now, February 20th, that was it, 2025. In a word from the Lord, this is what the Lord said. Now, remember, February 20th was within... No, it was right before we entered the two-week window between leading up to Purim. But February 20th, 2025, this is what the word of the Lord said. Haman, apartheid are the same persecuting spirit designed to appeal to different peoples within the earth. And it is bringing an outcry in this hour. When the Lord says in this hour, he means it's coming up fast and soon. That's what he means. Bringing an outcry in this hour. It is bringing blasphemous charges and accusations in this hour. What did we see? We saw Trump Tower stormed. We saw in ways that spirit bringing an outcry in this hour. And it's just getting revved up. You're going to see it bring even more of an outcry. We saw what's percolating in England right now. We saw them storm Trump Tower. When the Lord said it's bringing an outcry in this hour, that spirit like Haman and apartheid, bringing blasphemous charges and accusations, he was warning of it. And we saw, not even 3 weeks later, what we have just seen surrounding Purim. March 12th, 2025, the eve before Purim began. On that word from the Lord, please go back and listen to it if you haven't. This is what the Lord said. South Africa, your day of recompense is upon you, says the Lord, for you have entertained the whisperings of apartheid over and over again, and you have begun to move towards such a temptation. That spirit has moved to take power in South Africa. That spirit has oppressed. And now, says the Lord, there shall be a decompression of such. South Africa, your day of recompense is upon you. And there would be a decompression now. What is happening now? Now the ambassador has to vacate the U.S. by Friday. This is their recompense. This is the decompression beginning upon the leadership of South Africa for entertaining that spirit of apartheid that is the same persecuting spirit as Amalek, as Haman entertained. It just is designed for a different part of the world. So the Lord, February 20th, right? Warns about Haman, apartheid, and that same persecuting spirit designed to appeal to different peoples is bringing an outcry in this hour. He warned of that. We see that happening now. And then on March 12th, he told South Africa, your day of recompense is here and there would be a decompression. And that is exactly what is happening. All glory be to God, with the South African ambassador being told he's got to leave the U.S. by Friday and he's no longer welcome here. All glory goes to God for that. But when the Lord says it, he means it. And these countries that have entertained Amalek, like what just happened in Iraq and Syria with the head of ISIS being killed on Purim, and now South Africa being kicked out of the U.S. and them trying to storm Trump Tower, that spirit is on the move. It is on the move. And we have to intercede and pray because that spirit wants to bring a multi-point attack in this nation of the financial hubs of this nation, a multi-point attack. And I'm just getting this unction now, praise God, of financial hubs in the nation. This spirit wants to bring forth in this hour. Pray and intercede that this plan is exposed and dismantled. Now, I'll tell you what else quickly, what I heard this afternoon. This is the beginning of a serious changing of the guard in South Africa. Those entertaining the spirit of apartheid, that spirit of Amalek, will bring a very loud and serious outcry within this window and a very serious attack to preemptively stop the removal of key people positioned to do their bidding. Hearing Chicago, hearing Cleveland, hearing Minneapolis. What happened at Trump Tower was the dress rehearsal for an even greater attack that will come fast and hard. Intercede and pray for the clash capital in the spring and a van. Fifth Avenue, New York City. Hearing Zurich. Iran is about to be shaken from the ground and the skies. The one who has held the seat for decades is about to fall from their high position. The plots with other communist nations have brought further charges before the throne of God. After such a shaking, hostages in Iran will be released. Just as Egypt was broken at Passover, so shall Iran be, for their crimes are great, and the time of the fullness of their blasphemy has come. The Ayatollah's court shall be sifted. The head of ISIS in Iraq and Syria falling on Purim was the Lord putting all the Arab nations on notice of what is to come in this season. The hunters shall become the hunted. And I'm going to tell you something. That goes forth too for China, Russia, and Ukraine. Because that spirit is whispering in their ear and they are making alliances with Iran. And when the Lord shakes Iran the way he's about to shake it, there is going to be a backdraft on Russia and China for even dare trying to come into covenant with such an enemy of Almighty God. The leadership of Iran is an enemy of God. And how dare Russia and China try to make covenant with such? Because now that God has allowed such to happen and he's allowed the charges to mount, there shall be a backdraft on both those nations for dare coming into covenant with such during a time of Purim into Passover. So that is going to be dealt with as well. that will be dealt with as well. I do believe, too, you're going to see a lot of explosiveness between Canada, the United States, and Mexico during this window between Purim and Passover. You're going to see explosiveness happen bilaterally because of what is percolating there. So pray and intercede for that as well. Also, Italy, the Vatican, and the Pope, watch that closely in this window. Watch the Vatican very close in this window, because not only is God causing the heads of governments to fall, he is allowing the heads of churches for decades to fall during this time. He is allowing that fall and that changing of the guard, because the greater glory has to be ushered in, and the fire of the Holy Ghost has to come back to the pulpits of America. The Catholic Church is about to see the greatest scandal they have ever seen. It is about to break. It is coming. I feel it. I feel the unction to speak it right now. So pray and intercede. You who are a Catholic who will watch, pray and intercede, because the time of grace has thinned. And the Lord is going forth now with justice and with might and with power. He has allowed the charges to mount. He has given time. He has given mercy. And he has come forth from his holy habitation in this time to deal with the matters of nations and the governments and the conglomerate churches in the earth. So watch carefully. This window is going to be intense. The enemy hates Passover. He hates Passover not only because it was a foreshadowing of Jesus Christ to come to die for our sins and to rescue us and reconcile us back to our Father in heaven, but Egypt was the enemy's superpower. Egypt was the strong arm of the enemy, and God broke the enemy's superpower. God broke it. It's a reminder to the enemy that no matter what superpower he raises up in the earth, when God says enough, that superpower is broken and destroyed and dismantled and stripped of its earthly decorations. And it is a reminder to Satan of that. It's a reminder in this time. And this is why he rears up. This is why you see that spirit of Amalek rear up during this time. This is why you see that outcry come, because this is a reminder to the enemy of who sits on the highest throne, and it's not him. And this is why you're seeing what you're seeing happen in this time, because this is going to be a very sobering time. And we need to humble ourselves before the Lord. And we need to pray for the protection of President Trump, because Esther 2 is at play. Esther 2 is at play. And we need to pray right now with what he has released over the past couple of days after Purim for his safety and his protection. Because the enemy is on the move. He has gone out to hunt. He has gone out to try to take prey and to try to stop what the Lord is exposing that has gone back decades and centuries. And he's not going to stop it, because Almighty God has decreed it. So just know that, and just watch carefully. Be in the Word. Be in the Word of God every day. Spend time with the Lord. We should be asking the Lord to make us like the sons of Issachar, discerning the times and the seasons of God right now. This is an appointed time for promotion for the people of God also. Promotion amongst the tumult, God said at the beginning of the year, that amongst the tumult that is happening within the earth, there would be promotion. This is a positioning for the promotion of the people of God amidst the tumult and the shaking happening within the earth, because God does not submit to the earthly world systems. They submit to him, and he has decreed it a time of promotion for his people that have run the race with excellence, that have pressed towards the mark of the high calling, that have gone through the fire, that have been faithful, that have been good stewards, that have done what God has asked them to do, and they have done it for years. This is your time of promotion. What God promised you years ago, the threshold of the promotion is here amongst the tumult, because God has to propel his people forth in this time in order that they are positioned ahead to see before the enemy's attacks come. He wants to position us ahead. He wants to get us ahead of it. How Elisha outran Ahab. This is the time of that right now. Elisha outrunning Ahab and his chariots, because God was with him. And God wants us to outrun the tools and the weapons and the attacks of the enemy right now. He wants us to be spiritually refreshed, strengthened in him, fortified in him, pick up and outrun what tried to take you down. That is what this time is for the people of God. So claim it. Claim it. Pray into it, because that is a window and an appointed time of promotion for the people of God that have allowed the Lord to order their steps, that have sought his face, not his hand, that have sought first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And now that door that was shut for the appointed time is now unlocking, and it is opening for the people of God. So remember that in this time. Remember this. Promotion amongst the tumult of what happens in the earth. Because our resources, our hope, everything that we get should not be in the earth. Meaning our hope should not be in a man-made system. Our hope and what we get and what we are supplied should come from Almighty God. Because he supplies all our needs according to our riches and glory in Christ Jesus. He owns cattle on 1,000 hills. He uses gold as construction material in heaven. But also he expects good stewards and refined stewards. He expects that. He doesn't give you just to squander. He doesn't give you to be reckless with it. He gives to those that have been refined and trained up by him to advance his purposes in the earth. And we as the standard need to rise up right now into that promotion and advance what he is expecting us to advance for his kingdom in the earth. So remember that right now. Remember that. Okay. I've had two women listening in the background that are coming on for just a few minutes. The Give a Derm ladies are here, and they came on early to listen, because they wanted to hear. They always like to come on early. So let's bring them on now, and we'll have them on for a few minutes.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. How are you?
It's good to see you, Amanda.
We're doing well.
Wow. That word was like, whoo. Yeah, Juliana and I are over here like claiming it.
Like, wow. I don't know. I'm in that weird position of I don't know whether or not I need to pop popcorn or hide under the bed. You know what I mean?
It's a little bit of both right now.
It's a celebration. It reminds me, I had a cat that she was kind of semi-feral. And so anytime anything scared her, she would just run in the direction she was pointed, you know, just to get away from it. And there's this sobering, I don't know, like heart posture, I think, for where we are right now, that it's just, you know, I've quoted this before to you, but my dad would always say anything on this side is mercy. And so I don't wish anything ill, but at the same time, you know, anytime they have
time,
you know, these choices that they can make, you know, it's like, time. Oh gosh.
Yeah. Wow. So, what a powerful anyway. Word.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. That was amazing. I remember we've come on several times and we're all heating up over here.
I know.
I am. My whole body right now.
It's real.
Yes.
That is so real.
Yes. How's Misty? How's Missy? Oh, is she doing better?
Let me give everyone an update on Missy. So stay on because I have an update on Missy right now. So I got a call from Dr. I today. So after Missy's surgery, her stitches came undone.
Oof.
And she had to go back, go under, get restitched a different way. And they had to give her morphine because she was so uncomfortable. And up her gabapentin that they were giving her. And so we have her in my husband's t-shirts right now to protect the wound. So it's not too tight on her. And so she's doing much better. Praise God. Now she's wagging her tail. She's walking around. Oh. But Dr. High called me today and he said, Amanda, the results came back. It is a low grade tumor. We got it all. She doesn't need any further treatment.
Yay!
But we just have to check her from time to time and it's slim to none. It's coming back.
Hallelujah. Thank God. Wow.
Thank God.
Missy
is okay. They got it all. It was cancerous, and that's why they were concerned it spread.
Yes.
But praise the Lord for his protection. It did not spread. They got it all in one operation, and Missy is going to be just fine. So thank you to everybody for your prayers. The Give a Derm ladies have been so supportive. Yes. They've been even setting me up with a holistic vet as well to help further with, you know, Missy's health. Going forward. And so all of your prayers just meant so much because my husband, glad. I mean, I absolutely love Missy, but this dog to my husband is just, so he's got a very soft spot for Missy.
And
it was very hard for him with a brain injury to process.
My gosh.
What happened to Missy. It was very hard on him. And so when I told him the news today, after I spoke to Dr. High, he went running to Missy and praising Jesus.
Oh my gosh.
That's so beautiful.
That's amazing.
That is just so beautiful.
Well, I kept it together through the whole prophetic word. And then when you told me Missy's news, I'm just like, I know. It's incredible. And
Toby's, they aspirated a lump on him. Yes. It came back. It's just a lipoma. It's not cancerous. Good. It's totally fine. He doesn't have to have a remove right now.
So good. Woo. That's so good.
Talk about being tested. Whoa. Talk about being refined. You have.
Yeah.
You have. Absolutely. This has been tough.
So.
Wow.
Yep.
Well, tiny side note, I am going to do a little kind of interview process with that vet and then I'll get back to you.
Because
I think she's gold. So, but yeah, so man, there's a lot to talk about. One thing is that I just want to give you an update and we're going to be sending you some bars to beta test, but we're super excited about the direction that some of the pet shampoo products are going. And I guess what I'm particularly blown away by, and feel free, I think I sent over some photos that hopefully will make you giggle. So if your crew wants to put those up, that's fine. That'd be great. And so particularly the shampoo has been incredible because as we use it on the girls, it's really unique. There's actually, it's almost like a timed release to it to where it's like really timed release freshness. Yeah, I don't understand. And a lot of times there's that really cheap smell to the pet shampoos where it's like, it's like it just is so perfuming. There you go. And you're welcome. So let me explain this one. So they escaped and they ran out into the yard when it was raining. And so I thought, what an opportunity. That's not the first thing
there
I thought.
There you go, to test but it.
It's a little like, I can't believe they're doing this. But look, see, this was our second snow. She was definitely, look at her. She looks like a little model. There's Brenda.
There's Brenda.
And then there's Betsy. So that's what they're supposed to look like.
Okay.
But anyway, so when we use this shampoo, it's incredible because it's like, I keep thinking that they're going to start having an odor or something. They don't. And so it's completely unscented. It's just wild stuff. So I can't wait to get some to you. So
Yes, so please. I want to try it.
We're going.
Be pumped about that. Okay. But we have a spring special. We wanted to just kind of.
Oh yes, let's put up. Some of you were eating corned beef and cabbage today. Absolutely, I know you will be. So we there are. You have, for the love of the Irish. Basically, they have a spring special here.
Absolutely, and so. What's beautiful is that if you buy an eye cream, you get a free bar soap. And I just wanted to kind of reiterate the benefits of the eye cream. It helps to do three things. It helps reduce fine lines and wrinkles, eye puffiness and dark circles. And it really, really does work. I've used eye creams for 30 years or so, and I'm kind of an eye cream snob, and I really am. And it really does a wonderful job. But what I like to do too, is I like to take whatever's left. So after I put it all the way around my eyes, if I have some left, I'll put it on, you know, my forehead lines or anything. It's like a concentrated treatment for wrinkles. Yeah.
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 You look beautiful.
Now on these longer nights, like, you know, if the Lord wakes you up at 3 a.m. Yes. and you get these prophetic words, right? One thing that I do is I will take, I don't know, you may do the same thing. I may take like 5 pumps, put it all over my face.
Yeah, I do that. Just, yeah, I put forehead.
Yep.
Yep. Jeez, I do. Yeah, so I put it around the whole area here. But yes, it works amazing. The eye cream is amazing. So the whole line is. I use the whole skincare line, and it is truly amazing.
You got your 5 course meal for your face a day, right?
That's right.
Yes. Yes. So
because it's all natural and there are no toxins that your body has to fight off, the more you use it, the better your skin is. So, I mean, you can tell you're an incredible testimony to that because your skin's lovely. It's just perfect.
Well, thank you. And I love that you two love the Lord. You guys are blessing a Christian owned business. When you buy from Givaderm, to women that truly love the Lord. And so it's nice that we could be a blessing and that you have this special. So you buy an eye cream, you get a free bar soap. You could use promo code ARC10 for a 10% discount, people. Please use it.
That's right.
Absolutely.
That's right. That's
absolutely.
Right.
And you know, we just love being partners with you. It's I've said it often, but we just love how genuine you are, how authentic you are.
Yes.
I've seen you in lots of different arenas, whether it would be at rallies or Clay Clark's business. you're so authentically you in every circumstance. I tell people all the time, I said, you know, if you get in front of Amanda, no one else exists.
That's true.
And I said, I so she's that. So intentional
it's so true.
How you just give everybody 100% of who you are. And it's just beautiful. So we're so excited. We're excited for what's ahead. But it'd be looking for some bars to beta test on your babies. And that'll be fun. And, you know, lastly, I do want to say that the bar soap is really beautiful for this time of year as well, because it's actually super hydrating for the skin. Yes. So believe it or not, people hear clay and they think dehydrating. It's actually hydrating for the skin.
Because it holds the moisture.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful.
So,
well, Amanda, thank you for coming on.
Thank you.
We appreciate you.
Thank you. And we'll be praying for President Trump and his family.
Please do.
We love you.
Praying for Missy. Okay, keep us posted.
Ladies, we appreciate you. Okay, the Givaderm ladies will be back on in a few weeks or so. We have a couple quick announcements to go over. They have 3 amazing dogs themselves, and they are going through an adventure with them. They're totally going through an adventure with these dogs, which is wonderful. So you can use promo code ARC10 for Givaderm, right, for a 10% discount. Also, we have Arkansas coming up. I'm hoping to see many of you in Arkansas at the Liberty 3131 conference with Apostle Clay Nash, Dr. Dwayne Miller, Jason Rappert, Mary Bentley, and myself, Amanda Grace. And then that Sunday, March 23rd, I will be preaching Sunday service at the Edge Church with Dr. Dwayne Miller and his lovely wife, Cameron. Please come out. You can go to arcofgrace.org/events to learn more. And also the countdown is on 2 weeks until the Revelationary War is out. So you can pre-order now on Amazon. Go to arcofgrace.org, scroll down the front page. You'll see this picture and you can click and pre-order the Revelationary War on Amazon. But April 1st It is live at book retailers. So I'm very excited about this release. So if you can, please pick up a copy. We'd very much appreciate it. I've been asking just the Lord to use this to draw people in that don't know him, but that come to know him through Jesus Christ, through this book. So I have been praying for that. Please pray into that with me as well. We have some pictures for you in a video, and then we're done for the night. But we have pictures first, and then I'm going to show you something that happened on Purim. Boots is destroying my baskets. I don't know how else to say it. All those pieces you see on the table are of him clawing at the basket. He absolutely loves this basket. I found him like this last night and decided to take a picture for all of you. I took that picture too of Toby airing out. This is supposed to be G-rated, but he has decided to go on his back and just, you know, make a go of it here. So this is Toby relaxing in the TV room. And there's Chet with me today while I was working on what I spoke to you about tonight. He was on the keyboard with me. He was hanging out. He was helping me work. Oh, this was on Purim. So on Purim, you have Esther and Mordecai looking at each other. And then Toby comes into the mix and they're all together at the door. Okay, I threw this one in for kicks, guys. This is me at 6 years old at the playground near where we lived. Me thinking I'm all cool, striking a pose on one of those big, I don't know, merry-go-round things that used to be in the park when we were a kid. But this is a picture of me at 6 years old. I thought you would all get a kick out of it. And so those are all our picks. And now we have a video of Esther and Mordecai having a little bit of a meeting.
Hello, everyone. Esther is fascinated with Mordecai. On Purim, she's sitting at the door, Esther, and she's just staring at Mordecai. Isn't that interesting how these things work? There's Mordecai, and here's Esther. Here's Esther watching Mordecai on Purim. If you don't think the Lord has a sense of humor, here he comes. Here comes Morty. And there's Esther. God bless everyone.
That happened on Purim. Esther was at the door, fascinated with Mordecai. If you don't think God has a sense of humor, he does. And this is the like one bird Esther has become interested in. The bird named Mordecai. So I think that is just God's sense of humor at work here at Ark of Grace. And we wanted to share it with all of you. So that's about it. We'll end on that tonight. So thank you all for joining us tonight. I think we may be going live tomorrow night or in the next couple of days. So we will announce it. We will be putting out shorts as well. If you can, please share this video, like and subscribe, and please go back and watch the power-packed Purim word from the Lord and the Purim teaching if you can, because it was a precursor to what we spoke about tonight. So God bless everyone. Keep the faith. Armor up according to Ephesians chapter 6, Psalm 91. I say it every single day. I encourage you to say it every single day. We have other Psalms on the screen. We want you to get into the habit of speaking the word daily, of being in the word daily. Also, Ephesians 1 and 3, In the Believer's Authority by Kenneth Hagin. Those scriptures I say every single day from those chapters, as well as the Lord's Prayer in Matthew 6, because Jesus taught his disciples to pray that way for good reason. We should be adopting that into our prayer life. The order of what Jesus taught is a key to praying and coming before the Lord. So we encourage you in that as well. Also to be in the Word every day. Every single day, give the Lord his due. Put him first in your life. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added onto you. So thank you, everyone, for joining us. To God be all the glory. And we will be back on within the next couple of days. Hello, everyone. Amanda Grace here. So as many of you know, Dr. Mark Sherwood and Dr. Michelle Sherwood of the Functional Medical Institute are mine and Chris's doctors. And so I went to Dr. Sherwood with a problem that I was seeing, not only with what I was going through, but with what other women were going through concerning their metabolism, concerning energy, concerning their hormones. And so we put our heads together, and we are very happy now to finally be able to present to you Rafa for women. Rafa means healer in Hebrew. So it is an ode to the Lord because he is our healer. He put things in the earth that help heal us. And so Rafa is a product that was created for that. It also helps by helping with a healthy metabolism and natural hormones, as well as it helps balance fatigue. It helps with weight gain, night sweats, mood swings, blood sugar issues, and more. It is all natural. And I find more and more people are going into the natural arena in order to find solutions to issues that they're going through. So if you'd like to learn more, you can go to www.arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners to learn more about Rafa today. God bless. Hey everyone, Amanda Grace here. If you are looking for advice on financial matters, if you think gold and silver might be right for you, go to bh-pm.com today. Andrew Sorcini of Beverly Hills Precious Metals, who has been on Ark of Grace many times and loves to answer our viewer questions, is here with his team to answer all of your gold and silver needs. Whether you want to buy gold and silver, whether you have questions to see if it's right for you, whether you are looking to roll over retirement accounts, go to bh-pm.com today. And Andrew and his team will be more than happy to assist you with all of your needs. If you want to support an amazing patriot and be a blessing, go to MyPillow.com today and use promo code ARK, A-R-K, to save up to 66% or more off of all MyPillow products. They have pillows, of course, but they are so much more than pillows. They have sheets, they have slippers, they have bathrobes, they even have dog beds. And a fun fact for all of you, Noble, one of our pigs at our animal sanctuary, has indeed slept on a MyPillow dog bed. So if you want to be a blessing, you can go to MyPillow.com today and use promo code ARK. Hey everybody, Amanda Grace here. Many of you have been curious and have asked about what skincare products I use. In fact, we have had many emails come in about this, so I am happy to be able to now share this with you. This is Givaderm. It is all natural. It is food for your face. Wonderful skincare line owned and operated by believers. I love that these products are nourishing. They are free of chemicals and they are safe for not only me, but also the animals. And as you know, we have many of them running around here at the Ark. So I don't have to worry if any of them were to accidentally get into them. What goes on our skin goes into our bodies. So it's important to put on our skin what nourishes and heals. Kind of like what we should put in our soul, what nourishes and heals it, which is the word. Our bodies are temples. We have to be careful what we put on them and in them. My favorite products are Uplift and the eye cream, which I have right here. However, I use their entire line. It is amazing and it is very effective. So if you'd like to learn more or contact Givaderm, go to arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners and you can use promo code ARK10 for a 10% discount.